Welcome to Zichu Daf Siman Member by Avram Goldar and today Masechus Zvachim Daf Tzadi Zayin, the 11th Perek Dam Chatas. So the three topics we're going to focus on. Number one, in the next Mishnah, Rabbi Tarfon says, Bishul Betchilos HaRegel, if one cooked kachim meat in a kli at the beginning of the festival, Yevashabol Kohar Regel, he may cook in it for the entire regel without Mariko Ushtifa. The Chamu say, Adzman Achila Mariko Ushtifa. Purging and rinsing is until the time of eating. The Gemara ultimately explains Rabbi Tarfon's reasoning. Kol yom v'yom nase gilu chavero. The successive cooking of each and every day constitutes a purging for the absorption of the previous day. Rashi explains that since many shlamim are brought on the regel, a new shlamim will always be cooked in the pot, so the previous shlamim's flavor would be purged before becoming nosar, which is on the second day. The chamim hold maptimula ad zman achila. One waits until the end of the time of eating the carbon, which was cooked in the pot, v'hadar avile mariko shtifa, and then performs purging and rinsing to the pot. This is derived from the Torah writing about Marikosh near the Pasuk of Kohanim eating Kachim. Point number two, the next Mishnah states that if one cooked Kachim and Chulin meat together, or Kachi Kachim and Kachim Kalim together, if there's enough in the more stringent meat to give flavor to the other meat, then the lenient ones must be eaten according to the laws of the stringent among them. Thus, the Chulin in the first case would have the stringencies of Kachim, and the Kachim Kalim in the second case would have the stringencies of Kachi Kachim. The mission then says Mariko Ushtifa is not required, and the Gemara explains that this refers to where the stringent meat is not nos and tam. Although in the second case, the Kachim Kalim themselves should still require Mariko Ushtifa, Abaya says, the Mishnah merely means that Mariko Ushtifa would not be required according to the time period of the Kachim Kalim in the mixture, but according to the time period of the Kachim Kalim. Rava answers that the Mishnah is Rabbi Shimon who holds Kachim Kalim never require Mariko Ushtifa. The chiddush of each case is explained according to Abaya. The second case teaches that even where both are kachim and similar types, they can still be nullified. The first case teaches that even chulin meat has the power to nullify kachim meat. And point number three, a braisa darshans that if kachim absorbs from a chatas, which is pasul, the other kachim becomes disqualified. The Gemara asks, "V'nesi asiv litchei es losase." Let the positive commandment to eat karbanas come and override the negative prohibition not to eat disqualified kachim. Rabbi answers that an ase is not docha losase relating to the mikdash. This is based on Rabbi Shimon ben Manasseh's ruling regarding the prohibition to break a bone of the karban pesach, that it applies equally to a bone with marrow inside. And we do not say that the ase to eat the meat of the pesach is docha the prohibition to break its bone. Ravashi answers, Yikdash asehu, it shall be holy, is a mitzvah's aseh not to eat this disqualified kachim. Vein aseh doche es los aseh v'aseh, and an aseh does not override a los aseh and aseh together. So once again, the three points are number one. In the next Mishnah, Rabbi Tarfon says, Bishul metchilas haregel, if one cooked kachim meat in a kli at the beginning of the regel, yilvashel bo kohar regel, he may cook it for the entire regel without Mariko Ushtifa. The Chamu say, Adzman achila Mariko Ushtifa. Purging and rinsing is until the time of eating. The Gemara ultimately explains Rabbi Tarfon's reasoning. Kol yom v'yom nase gilu chavero. The successive cooking of each and every day constitutes a purging for the absorption of the previous day. Rashi explains that since many shlamim are brought on the regel, a new shlamim will always be cooked in the pot, so the previous shlamim's flavor would be purged before becoming nosar, which is on the second day. The chamim hold maptimula ad zman achila. One waits until the end of the time of eating the carbon, which was cooked in the pot, v'hadar avile mariko shtifa, and then performs purging and rinsing to the pot. This is derived from the Torah writing about Mariko near the Pasuk of Kohanim eating Kachim. Point number two, the next Mishnah states that if one cooked Kachim and Chulin meat together, or Kachi Kachim and Kachim Kalim together, if there's enough in the more stringent meat to give flavor to the other meat, then the lenient ones must be eaten according to the laws of the stringent among them. Thus, the Chulin in the first case would have the stringencies of Kachim, and the Kachim Kalim in the second case would have the stringencies of Kachi Kachim. The mission then says Mariko Ushtifa is not required, and the Gemara explains that this refers to where the stringent meat is not nos and tam. Although in the second case, the Kachim Kalim themselves should still require Mariko Ushtifa, Abaya says, the Mishnah merely means that Mariko Ushtifa would not be required according to the time period of the Kachim Kalim in the mixture, but according to the time period of the Kachim Kalim. Rava answers that the Mishnah is Rabbi Shimon who holds Kachim Kalim never require Mariko Ushtifa. The chiddush of each case is explained according to Abaya. The second case teaches that even where both are kachim and similar types, they can still be nullified. The first case teaches that even chulin meat has the power to nullify kachim meat. And point number three, a brisa darshins that if kachim absorbs from a chatas, which is pasul, the other kachim becomes disqualified. The Gemara asks, v'nesi asiv litche es los ase, let the positive commandment to eat karbanas come and override the negative prohibition not to eat disqualified kachim. Rabbi answers that an ase is not docha los ase relating to the mikdash. This is based on Rabbi Shimon ben Manasseh's ruling regarding the prohibition to break a bone of the Karban Pesach, that it applies equally to a bone with marrow inside. And we do not say that the aseh to eat the meat of the Pesach is docha the prohibition to break its bone. Rav Ashi answers, Yikdash asehu, it shall be holy, is a mitzvah's aseh not to eat this disqualified kachim. Vein aseh docha es los aseh v'aseh, and an aseh does not override a los aseh and aseh together. All right, so now we go to our siman daf tzadi zayin. Our standard siman is a chess master. So here goes. The chess master is playing an extended game in the Mikdash for a few days during the Chol HaMoed tournament, who are surprised when they notice that the Kohanim didn't do Merikah Shtif on the pots they used for Shlamim, but just kept using them day after day. We're asked to use their intellectual skills to figure out if the Kachi Kachin that fell into the Kachin Kalim is enough to be Nosin Tam, restricting its use, and wondered why when a Chattis Psul got mixed with Kachim, we don't just say, ase doche, los ase. Once again, slow motion. The chess masters, that must move on daf, tzadi zayin, chess. The chess master is playing an extended game in the Mikdash for a few days during the Chol HaMoed tournament, who were surprised when they noticed that the Kohanim didn't do Merikah Shtif on pots they use for Shlamim, but they just kept using them day after day, which reminds us, in the next mission, Rabbi Tarfon says, if one cooked kashim meat in a kli at the beginning of a regal, he may cook in it for the entire regal without Merikah Shtifa. The Chachamim say, ad zman achila Merikah Shtifa, purging and rinsing is until the time of eating. The Gemara ultimately explains Rabbi Tarfon's reason, kol yom v'yom nase gilul chavero, the successive cooking of each and every day constitutes a purging for the absorption of the previous day. Rashi explains that since many shlamim are brought on the regalim, a new shlamim will always be cooked in the pot, so the previous shlamim's flavor would be purged before becoming noser, which is on the second day. So the chess master is playing an extended game in the Mikdash for a few days during the Chol HaMoed tournament, who were surprised when they noticed that the Kohanim didn't do Merikah Shtif on pots they used for shlamim, but just kept using them day after day. We're asked to use their intellectual skills to figure out if Kachi Kachim that fell into the Kachim Kalim is enough to be Nosin Tam, restricting its use, which reminds us, the next Mishnah states that if one cooked Kachim and Chulun meat together, or Kachi Kachim and Kachim Kalim together, if there's enough in the more stringent meat to give flavor to the other meat, then the lenient ones must be eaten according to the laws of the stringent among them. Thus, the chulin in the first case would have stringencies of kachim, and the kachim kalim in the second case would have the stringencies of kachim kachim. So the chess masters playing an extended game in the Mikdash for a few days during the Chol HaMoed tournament, who were surprised when they noticed that the Kohanim didn't do Merikah Shtif on pots they used for shlamim, but just kept using them day after day, were asked to use their intellectual skills to figure out if the Kachi Kachim that fell into the Kachim Kalim is enough to be Nosin Tam, restricting its use, and wondered why when a Chattis Psul got mixed with Kachim, we don't just say, ase docha, los ase, which reminds us, a braisa darshins that if Kachim absorbs from a Chattis, which is pasul, the other Kachim becomes disqualified. The Gemara asks, v'nesei ase v'litche es los ase, let the mitzvah's ase to eat korbanas come and override the los ase, not to eat disqualified kachim. Rav Ashi answers, Yikdash asehu, it shall be holy, is a mitzvah's ase not to eat the disqualified kachim. Vein ase docha es los ase v'ase, and an ase does not override a los ase and ase together. So once again, the chess masters playing an extended game in the Mikdash for a few days during the Chol HaMoed tournament, who were surprised when they noticed that the Kohanim didn't do Merikah Shtif on pots they used for Shlamim, but just kept using them day after day, were asked to use their intellectual skills to figure out if the Kachi Kachim that fell into the Kachim Kalim is enough to be Nosin Tam, restricting its use, and wondered why when a Chattis Psul got mixed with Kachim, we don't just say, ase docha, los ase. All right, so now it's time for four Blabach Hazara, Daf Tzadi Gimel. So the Simmer Daf Tzadi Gimel is a train chugging along. So here goes. When the conductor of a children's train chugging along, that must move on Daf Tzadi Gimel. When the conductor of a children's train chugging along giving tours of the base of Migdash realized the mechatas he was carrying became tameh and didn't know if it could still be used, which reminds us, the Gemara brings Malchokas, if mechatas becomes tameh, is it able to be matahir? So when the conductor of a children's train chugging along giving tours of the base of Migdash realized the mechatas he was carrying became tameh and didn't know if it could still be used, he slammed on the brakes, scaring a kohen shechting an animal who got blood on his clothing that would not require a kibbutz, which reminds us, the next Mishnah states, Nitas min hatzavar al habeged. If the blood spattered directly from the animal's neck onto the beged without kibbutz adam, it does not require a kibbutz. And we learn that kibbutz laundering is only required for blood which was received in a kli and is fit for sprinkling. So when the conductor of a children's train chugging along giving tours of the base of Migdash realized the mechatas he was carrying became tamei and didn't know if it could still be used, he slammed on the brakes, scaring a kohen shechting an animal who got blood on his clothing that would not require a kibbutz. While another kohen caught the rest of the blood in two kelim, each catching less than the shir hazah, which cannot be used. Which reminds us, the Gemara says the Mishnah's requirement of ruyu hazah excludes kibo pachas mekadeh hazoy bechlizeh upachas mekadeh hazoy bechlizeh, a case where he received less than the shear needed for sprinkling in one kli and less than the amount needed for sprinkling in another kli, teaching that the blood in these two kelim are invalid and cannot be combined for hazah. Daf Tzadi Dalet. So the Simmer Daf Tzadi Dalet is a hunter. So here goes. The hunter, that must mean we're on Daf Tzadi Dalet, Tzad. The hunter wearing leather garments he made from the animal hide he laundered after it had been spattered from the blood of a chatas, which reminds us, in the Mishnah of the previous Dav, Rabbi Yehuda said that if chatas blood spattered onto animal hide mishahupshat after it was skinned, it requires kibbutz, but Rabbi Lazar disagrees. And a rice, Rabbi Yehuda darshans include anything similar to a bag and a garment, which is ruhi l'kabel tuma. It's fit to be makabel tuma, even if it's not currently susceptible to tuma. It will be if he decides to use it as is. Therefore, a skinned ore must be laundered since it can contract tuma if the owner decides to use it as is. For Belazar darshans, then it must be like a beged, which is currently susceptible to tuma, whereas skinned ore is not. So the hunter wearing leather garments he made from the animal hide he laundered after it had been spattered from the blood of a chatas took great pride in his hard leather pillow he could wash on Shabbos by pouring water on it, which reminds us, a mission permitted pouring water on a hard leather pillow on Shabbos. Rav explained, kol kibbutz deleisle kiskus loshme kibbutz, any laundering which does not include rubbing is not considered laundering. So the hunter wearing leather garments he made from the animal hide he laundered after it had been spattered from the blood of a chatas took great pride in his hard leather pillow he could wash on Shabbos by pouring water on it, after he was told that pouring water on a cloth pillow is its kibbutz, even without rubbing. Which reminds us, Rava said that any kibbutz without kiskus, rubbing, is not kibbutz. The Gemara asks, Ihaki beganami, if so, it should also be permitted to pour water on a cloth pillow, yet the Mishnah Shabbos prohibits it. It answers that for cloth, its wetting is its laundering and is prohibited even without rubbing. Daf Tzadi Hei. So the Simmer Daf Tzadi Hei is a Tzahal Tank Commander. So here goes. The Tzahal Tank Commander. That must be on Daf Tzadi Hei. The Tzahal Tank Commander, who was hungry from all the effort needed to shoot a precision shot the size of a small root into an earthenware kli that was tame outside the Migdash, which reminds us, the Gemara discusses removing tumah from a kli by damaging it to return to the Azorah for kibbutz or from Rika Mishtifa. Thus, a beggar with chatas blood is ripped while leaving the size for a kerchief, a kli cheres is punctured with a hole the size of a shorish katan, a small root, and a kli nechoshes is broken through and then hammered closed. So the Tzahal Tank Commander, who was hungry from all the effort needed to shoot a precision shot the size of a small root into an earthenware kli that was tame outside the Migdash, was dismayed when told his favorite mug needed Mariko Shtifa after pouring hot kachin broth in it, which reminds us, the next Mishnah states, Echod Shebishobo ve'echod she'iro losocha roseoch, whether one cooked in the kli or poured hot broth into it, and whether the meat was kachin kachim or kachim kalim, the kli requires Mariko Shtifa purging and rinsing or breaking for a kli cheres. Rabbi Shimon holds this is not required for kachim kalim, although he agrees that the flavor which becomes noser must be removed. A braisa darshan's a pasuk to teach that merely pouring broth into a kli, which imparts flavor but does not constitute cooking, requires marika ushtifa. So the Tzahal Tank Commander, who was hungry from all the effort needed to shoot a precision shot the size of a small root into an earthenware kli that was tame outside the Migdash, was dismayed when told his favorite mug needed marika ushtifa after pouring hot kachin broth in it, and that he couldn't even have a piece of bread because the earthenware oven was greased with a coating of animal fat, which reminds us, there was an oven grease with a coating of animal fat, and Rabbi Bar Ahilai forbade eating any bread baked subsequently in that oven, even to eat it with just salt, lest one may come to eat it with kutach, a dairy dip. Daf Tzadi Vav. So the Simmer Daf Tzadi Vav is a royal herald proclaiming the king's decrees, Tzivuim. So here goes. The Royal Herald. The Royal Herald. That must be more on Duff. Tzadivav. Royal Herald proclaiming the king's decrees. Tzivuim. The Royal Herald standing in the Azor where the clay pots in the base of Migdash were broken and then were miraculously absorbed into the ground, which reminds us, the Gemara in the previous daf proved that absorbed flavors can be purged from earthenware through fire. The Gemara asks, why do the earthenware pots used in the Migdash need to be broken? Let us put them back in the kilns and refire them. Rav Zera said, because we don't make kivshonos, we don't make kilns in Yerushalayim because of the smoke they emit. Abai objected and said that we'll end up with trash heaps in the Azor, but the Gemara says that Abai overlooked the brisa which Shammai taught in Kalnevo, that Shivrei Klicheres Nivoin Bimkoman, shards of the broken vessels were miraculously absorbed in their place into the ground and no trash heaps developed. So the Royal Herald, standing in the Azor, where the clay pots in the base of Migdash were broken and then were miraculously absorbed into the ground, proclaimed that Marika and Shtiva must be done on the entire clay despite only cooking in part of it, which reminds us, the Gemara questions whether cooking in part of a kli requires marika shtifa on the entire kli. So the Royal Herald, standing in the Azor where the clay pots in the base of Migdash were broken and then were miraculously absorbed into the ground, proclaimed that marika and shtifa must be done on the entire kli, despite only cooking in part of it, and posted a notice next to the wash basin that unlike truma must be performed with cold water after removing the flavors with hot water. Which reminds us, the Gemara brings four differences between purging forbidden flavors such as truma and the law of marika and shtifa. All right, so now it's time to cook with a pop quiz of 10 questions. Which stuff do you discuss why the assay to eat valid karbanas is not docha the prohibition to eat disqualified kachim that are mixed in? That's on daf. Tzadi Zayin. Good. Number two. Which daf do we makokas if marika and shtifa is required during the regal? That's on daf. Tzadi Zayin. Good. Number three. Which daf does Gemara bring four differences between purging forbidden flavor and the law of marika and shtifa? That's on daf. Tzadi Vav. Good. Number four. Which daf do you discuss what the din is when kachim and chulin or kachi kachim and kachim kalin get cooked together? That's on daf. Tzadi Zayin. Good. Number five. Which daf do makokas of ore that was skinned from the behema that got spattered with dam chatas requires kibbutz? That's on daf. Tzadi Dalet. Good. Number six. Which daf do we discuss requiring mariku shtifa for pouring hot broth into a kli? That's on daf. Tzadi Hei. Good. Number seven. Which daf do you discuss removing tuma from a kli by damaging it to return it to the azor for kibbutz or for mariku shtifa? That's on daf. Tzadi Hei. Good. Number eight. Which stuff do you discuss? What is the halacha for achatas ha'of, whose blood one brought into the heichal while it was still in its neck? That's on daf. Tzadi Beis. Good. Number nine. Which stuff do we have the question whether cooking in part of a kli requires marika ushtifa on the entire kli? That's on daf. Tzadi Vav. Great. And number 10. Which stuff do we have a machlokas if one donates shemen as an offering and then what is done with the shemen offering? That's on daf. Tzadi Aleph. Excellent. That concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldar from Zichri wishing you a great day and great learning.